gentle listeners. Only 19 more public address radios to go until the tumult and the shouting of the 2011 general election dies for another 3 years. And your humble commentator will be here until the final whistle, dispensing snark, opinionated ignorance, and more double entendres than you can shake. Well, we'll leave that one alone, shall we? A few weeks back, I not at all gently extracted the urine from Dr. Brian Edwards, media trainer to the stars, for exulting in the death of Osama bin Laden in a spectacularly foolish blog post. But he certainly redeemed himself with another one, prompted by a fascinating Media 7 panel he was part of with ex-ministerial speechwriter David Slack and Sean Plunkett, whose highly caffeinated interview stylings need no introduction. They were there with public address radio host Russell Brown to discuss this question: are politicians by nature incorrigible liars? Brian, not surprisingly, demurred from the proposition. It's easy to be glibly cynical and say that, of course, a man who now makes a living in perception management would say that, but damn it, I think he made some fair, if highly debatable, points. For example, we shouldn't assume politicians aren't lying when they change their minds. It's entirely possible that, for example, our comrade Prime Minister no longer considers working for families communism by stealth, which is how he described the scheme in 2004 when National's associate finance spokesman. Just as Phil Goff may quite sincerely and soundly believe it was the right thing for the fourth Labour government to increase GST in 1989, despite explicitly promising not to do so during the 87 election campaign, but unspeakably evil in 2010. I pointed this out in the comments. Politicians are entitled to change their minds, but nobody is entitled to pretend they never changed it in the first place. That may not be a quote-unquote lie, but it sure is treating everybody else like fools, a discourtesy voters can and do repay with interest. Now, Edwards' response is worth quoting in full. He said, "I agree with that, but if the general view is that changing your mind is evidence of dishonesty, you can see why politicians might be unwilling to say they'd change their minds. But as you say, that's precisely what they should say. I thought about it and I've changed my mind." He's right. So I'm going to challenge myself and all of you to do something unusual this campaign season. We should hold our employees accountable for their voting records and public statements. We should demand they don't treat us like idiot children with attention deficit disorder who can't handle big words and complex ideas. But Edwards is right. We can't have it both ways either. If we demand honesty from flawed, complex human beings in a turbulent world they don't actually have that much control over, we shouldn't be outraged when we get exactly what we're asking for. So let's all try cheering instead of jeering the next politician who admits they've actually got a mind to change.